Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
Well, in thoroughbred racing, it takes a village if you're going to be successful. Nobody does it on their own, and that is certainly the case many, many times with our equine athletes. They suffer injuries, they have to go through rehab, and they have to work through different issues. Well, the folks at Kesmark in Versailles have been doing things at a very high level, rehabbing our equine athletes for many, many years. And Kirsten Johnson is the owner of Kesmark and a true unsung hero in our sport. You probably don't hear a lot about them, but that's because they work tirelessly behind the scenes to make our sport a success. And Kirsten and her team are as good as it gets. And she is with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kirsten, it has been way too long. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning. It certainly has. It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we had a listener who really enjoys this segment write into us and tell us about all of the different guests that we've had here. And she said, you know, I really enjoy all of them, but I would love to hear from somebody at Kesmark. I think that they deserve to be unsung heroes. And I said, you know, that is a tremendous idea. I can think of nobody more deserving. So let's talk about the work that you do. Well, first of all, where did the idea of Kesmark come from?
Well, I was in Pilot Point, Texas 23 years ago. And, you know, we had the opportunity to come here to Kentucky. We were already doing rehabilitation and sports medicine. We actually, you know, pioneered that work. And the facility came before us. And I went, you know, flew up here and looked at it, had been to Lexington many times, never given moving up here much thought, but, you know, build it and they will come. And I looked at the facility and we spent a great deal of time renovating it and the rest is history. We've, you know, it's interesting, you know, we brought hyperbarics to Kentucky and to the Lexington area, and there's more animal chambers here now than anywhere in the world for small and large animal. So I just always thought that, you know, these high-end equine athletes, these racehorses, when they have an injury, you don't even think if you're a human athlete. You go to rehab. And so this has become way more mainstream. It's actually a boarded specialty now in equine medicine, which I think is, you know, fantastic. You know, there's surgeons that are double boarded in surgery and equine sports medicine, and veterinarians out there doing, you know, that specialize now in the work that, you know, we started all those years ago. So that's a great thing.
When you have a horse come to the facility, is the goal to get them back to racing, or is it not necessarily racing? It could be something else too, but just to get them back to the level they were before, is that always kind of the goal?
Well, you know, with the diagnostics that the veterinarians have today, you know, we can make a little better. We're not guessing quite as much. You know, we can really make a better shot at getting these horses back. And it's our goal to get the horses back to the level they were at or better. And that's what we consistently do if we can, you know, with the injuries that are presented to us. And we are Switzerland, so we work with all the veterinarians. We have nobody on staff. Every horse has a hospital or a veterinarian connected to them. They're sent many different ways. And I have horses shipped to me from all over the country and sometimes, you know, from over the pond. So, you know, yes, the way that medicine is practiced now, it's really amazing the horses that come back. It's really, you know, kudos to the veterinarians that get the job done.
Kirsten, do you have a favorite story you like to share with people when it comes to, you know, talking about a horse that came to you and maybe was in need of a lot of rehab? I mean, maybe in a bad situation, and you and the team took that horse in, worked with that horse, and all of a sudden the horse turned out to go on and do great things, or whatever the case might be. Is there a story that's really captured your heart that you like to share with people when you talk about the equine athletes that have come through your facility?
You know, I'm really respectful of not naming names.
Yeah.
I think the only people to me in this game, but I, of course I have a lot of great stories, the only people in this game in my mind that should talk about the horses that I've had are the owners, the trainers, or the veterinarians. So I'm pretty careful about that. But we had one horse walk through the door. He had both front legs bandaged from the bottom all the way up to the elbow. They took chips out of both knees, both ankles, and they split a tendon. And he was a gorgeous horse, and we rehabbed him and called the trainer, you know, after the period of time, and this horse just came back. Everything was tight. He was amazing. And the surgeon, you know, his thoughts were this horse would never return to graded stakes caliber racing, and he actually wrote it in the report. And, you know, no disrespect at all, the trainer simply said, you know, I'm going to give him a try. I'll be the one. And this horse went on to win graded stake after graded
wow.
stake after graded stake. That was, you know, those kind of horses, you can't, the horse is such an anomaly when it comes to their heart, their grit, and people just, I think, really underestimate how much they love to run. They love to compete. They love being at the racetrack. I think that's one of the public's most misunderstood things is how much these horses really, really enjoy their jobs. And that one was just bound and determined to go back. He was not done. You know, no matter what anybody said, he was going to beat the odds. And he did. We do a lot of respiratory work, too. You know, we and have had a lot of horses go back and do very, very well. So that's one story. I mean, I've been at this for 23 years here in Kentucky, but, you know, 15 years before that. So I have a lot of wonderful stories and just have had been so blessed to have had the opportunity to be entrusted with some great, great athletes.
People may not realize that horses, when they're rehabbing, will spend time in hyperbaric chambers. And you talked about the impact that that has had when you introduced those in Kentucky, and now it's kind of a mainstream type of thing, if you will. We know about the benefits that human athletes receive when they're in a hyperbaric chamber and they're rehabbing. How about for horses? What does that do for them?
Well, you know, we like to think about the chamber. You know, there's several folds of things that the chamber is good for. But when it comes to the working athlete, I think what I am so encouraged to see is folks looking at the best recovery possible for these horses. Not just, you know, not the competition, but after the competition, getting these horses back, you know, the best they can be and giving that body. When a horse is under pressure in the chamber, it raises the oxygen level only while they're in the chamber. It goes right back down to normal. But the cascade of events that happens is really quite profound and quite healthy for the horse. More is not better, and we're really, really, you know, careful to treat these horses exactly, you know, the best way that we know how, and I think we have the best protocols in the business. But, you know, from a standpoint of keeping an athlete healthy after competition, and if they have a little hiccup, that the chamber can play a crucial role. If they walk in and they're injured, they walk out, they're injured. So it doesn't mask anything. It doesn't hop them. It doesn't do anything in a negative way other than make them the healthiest they can be. And that's why human athletes and the elite human athletes use hyperbarics as well.
talking with Kesmark owner Kirsten Johnson here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, this edition of Unsung Heroes presented by Woodbine Entertainment. Kirsten and the team at Kesmark are true unsung heroes. She's talking about the work they do rehabbing our equine athletes. Kirsten, it's not just you. There is a team in place that has been with you for a long time. You've had graduates go on and do great things. Tell me about the team at Kesmark.
Well, you know, I have folks that have been with me, from my secretary on for 20 plus years, and my general manager's been with me for Victor for longer than he and I even like to admit anymore. It is a team approach. It is not a corporate. It is a family farm. We are family. Everyone works as a team, and everyone has, you know, real expertise at whatever it is that they do. And I am nothing without my, you know, without my employees. I mean, they are just, they inspire me. They love the horses. They just love these horses. And it's fun when we have horses that come back, you know, when they come back for a freshen up and they walk through the doors, they're always happy to be back. They're always, you know, they're always kind of take a deep breath and they get some good sleep. And, you know, it's just nice to have staff that, I'd leave a baby with any of them. They're all just really great horsemen. They're super good horsemen. And they really respect the horses. All the horses are set up to just, you know, be successful at the facility, relax at the facility, and, you know, have a great stay while they're there for whatever reason they're there for.
We have about 2 minutes left, Kirsten, before I have to get to my next commercial break. But you have a quote on your profile on your website that says, "Taking care of horses is my life." And that sums up exactly what this segment, Unsung Heroes, is all about. It's about the people who take care of our horses behind the scenes and work with them, not in the headlines. And that's what you and the team at Kesmark do. So in about one and a half minutes, sum up how this love of horses began for you.
Well, like with most girls, I was raised in Southern California, and it happened for me when I was a child. And I was just blessed enough that I grew up and I found a way to make a living at it. You know, horses give us everything. They've given me everything from the roof over my head to the food on the table. And I want to leave the world a better place for them. The direction that we're going in, you know, we just always have to think, if you think of the horse first, then everything happens for the best. That's all you got to do. This is not a difficult, you know, it's not difficult, and it's inspiring to have the new technologies come along, and there's data and science out there, and I just really feel strongly, to do what's best for the horse at every turn. That's my life, you know, and that's what we continue to do at Kesmark.
Yeah, it's inspiring to hear you talk about the work that you do, and I know it has certainly benefited so many horses, and it all starts with the horse for you and for the team. And Kirsten Johnson and the team at Kesmark, true unsung heroes in our sport. Kirsten, I really appreciate the visit here this morning. All the best, and let's catch up again soon.
Oh, that's great, Mike. It's been an honor, and thank you guys so much for the work that you all do here, too. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Kirsten. Kirsten Johnson, this week's Unsung Hero presented by Woodbine Entertainment. I'll be back right after this word from Woodbine.
Attention horsemen, make plans now to race at Woodbine in 2023. The Thoroughbred meet begins in April, and Woodbine will distribute more than $64 million in purses. Plus, you'll enjoy world-class racing and training facilities with top turf racing in North America over the prestigious E.P. Taylor Turf Course. Woodbine's convenient proximity to Kentucky and New York, along with a 9-month racing season, make it the perfect place to compete this year. Shipping incentives may be available, so don't delay. Contact Director of Racing Tim Lawson today and visit Woodbine.com for more information.